I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. You guys know I love you guys, and I get to bring to you a new LA Startup Spotlight Shadow Bid. I have Wes here, and he's about to tell us all about Shadow Bid and how he can make our shopping purchases so much more cost-effective and convenient. Wes, hi.
Hey, Esprit, how are you? It's great to be here.
So tell me all about ShadowBid.
So I founded ShadowBid with two of my former classmates about a year and a half ago, and we're bringing equity trading tools to e-commerce shopping to help people save money.
And you went to business school at USC, right?
I did. My classmates and I, we graduated in 2012, and we actually have gone through the USC incubator as well.
Tell me more about the incubator.
The incubator at USC is for alumni and current students, and it's run by Paul Orlando. It's totally free, and they take no equity just to support the community.
And what was the pain point that led to you creating ShadowBid?
I was an equity trader for years, and I basically just got frustrated that the tools I was using every day weren't available to me outside of work. It just didn't make sense to me, and I wanted to fix that.
Can you give me an example?
Specifically, I was looking to make a purchase of a TV, and I didn't have time, and I didn't feel like doing the research, and price alerts just never seemed to work properly for me. I just wanted to put in a bid and have it execute whether I was involved or not.
Like, walk me through it, because I think without seeing a visual, like today I was sharing with you that I bought something on Amazon, but really seeing the visual of how ShadowBid works and the graphs and like the tracking, it makes it kind of gamifies shopping, right?
It totally gamifies it. People love the charts, and whether you purchase right now and you're comfortable because you saw the chart, or you put in a bid because you want to wait till the price comes to you, it's there for you to do.
What was the biggest like block when you were first creating it? Like, was it just you as a lone ranger, or right away did you have a team?
Right away, I had a team of my classmates from business school, Dante and Kevin. And the biggest challenge for us was finding that first developer.
And how did you find that first developer?
We went around to every event we could possibly go to and spoke with everyone and went to all the dev shops. And eventually we settled and found a great team.
How did you find the events going on in LA? I know sometimes like at the different universities, there's this disconnect from the university and quote unquote Silicon Beach. So how are you able to find the grown-ups?
It's really surprising. The universities do not get their developers out there well enough. And we didn't go with someone from USC. We actually found some kids from UCLA through a meetup and a co-working space, Control Collective here in LA.
Do you remember what the meetup was?
Yeah, I remember what the meetup was. We went to an e-commerce meetup that was being sponsored by Hawk Media.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, I love Eric. Eric's a We Are LA Tech Club member.
Yeah, Hawk Media is great. Those guys have really helped us.
Tell us just a little snippet. What is Hawk Media?
Hawk Media is an up-and-coming digital social media advertising firm here in LA, and they cater to startups. They do everything with a la carte pricing, so it's perfect for a startup.
It's crazy because Eric, the founder of Hawk Media, I think he was just featured on Fast Company or Inc. or one of those big magazines. He's making a lot of traction here in LA, and it's really exciting. So tell me, where is ShadowBid based right now?
Right now, we're working out of Control Collective in Playa Vista.
And tell me more. I love Control Collective. Tell me more about Control Collective.
It's a great space. Everyone there is working on something cool, and there's always someone you can talk to. The founders there, Talia and David, are always there for help and to point you in the right direction or just give you advice or introductions. It's amazing.
That is amazing. What is a tech company either at Control Collective or outside of Control Collective based here in LA that's really impressed you?
I actually have to throw it out to a friend of mine. Ian Swanson over at Data Science has been doing amazing things for years here in LA, and they put on great events, and they're doing a lot of really cool things. It's going to be a huge LA company.
And is it datascience.com?
It is.
Okay, cool. And people probably want to cyberstalk you as they're listening right now. So how can they kind of peep what's going on, find out more about what you do and ShadowBid and just about your profile and background in general?
The best thing to do is go to shadowbid.com and sign up to help us beta test. And then you'll be first to know when we release the app this fall. In terms of getting in touch with me, it's just wesley@shadowbid.com. You can find me on LinkedIn at Wesley Hansen or on Twitter at GoForWes.
And how has LA been really supportive of your success? Like, why LA and not San Francisco or New York?
I love LA. I've been here for years, and it's so much more a community and collegiate feel than anywhere else. So it's the best place to start a company. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Where are you from originally?
I actually grew up outside New York, and I love New York, but I would not want to be starting a company there.
Is USC what brought you to LA originally?
Actually, I came out here after college to work in film and then went back to school to get a master's at USC.
What would you say is the greatest resource in LA for, you know, founders, engineers, product managers that really want to dive into the LA tech culture?
The meetup groups are amazing. We've gone to so many different meetup groups and the different events hosted around LA. I've seen a spree at so many different events, and it's just amazing the support that there is in LA for this.
Totally. And you guys know we have the We Are LA Tech mobile app. So if you want to see every single event going on in LA Tech, not just We Are LA Tech stuff, but all the different community organizers, go to wearelatech.com/app in order to grab the iPhone app. Or you could just go to wearelatech.com and get it off the desktop web version. So if you had one ask of the community, anything, I mean, the thousands and thousands of people listening, they could support you in your success. What would your ask be?
We're getting close to launching here in September, and we would love to see some support for ShadowBid out there as we launch on the Apple iStore.
So how could they do that? How can they be in touch and support you at the right time?
If you can sign up at shadowbid.com, you'll get all the news about when we release and when we're doing things like being featured on Product Hunt or wherever it is. We'd love your support.
Rad, you guys heard it. If you want to stay deeper connected into the LA Tech culture, go to wearelatech.com/VIP. That's wearelatech.com/VIP. Check out the podcast. We're doing these LA Startup Spotlights so often. I love it. It's really excited to bring the community to you. And if you believe in everything that we are doing, go to wearelatech.com/believe. Hear you, see you, everything else in the next episode. Wes, thank you so much for sharing ShadowBid with us.
Thank you for having me.
Huge shout out and thank you to Betalist. Betalist is amazing. I've used Betalist for my past startups. Betalist gains you early traction to your startup while it's still in beta. Go to betalist.com/wearelatech. That's betalist.com/wearelatech. Thank you for powering the We Are LA Tech podcast. To get text alerts when new episodes come out, text 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. We Are LA Tech, hosted by Esprit Devora, has been a WeAreTech.fm production.